Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Well, one of the best parts of any organization is the youth involvement. The Redwood Area Cattlemen and the Minnesota State Cattlemen are no different. Today, we have in the studio a perfect example of such an individual. With us is McKenna Winkleman of Springfield. She is a current ambassador with the Redwood Area Cattlemen's Association. How are you doing today, McKenna?
Great. How are you?
Doing good. Well, first off, I understand you're going to be a senior this year at Springfield. Can you just tell us a little bit about your family, where you live, and a little bit about your beef operation?
My family consists of seven. My parents, my brother Maverick, Mogan, Mavery, and McKay. We live just north of Springfield on a Holstein feeder calf farm. We do have a big nursery barn full of calves. We feed about 62 at a time, and we're transferring those in and out at about that eight-week period. And then we do a lot of feedlot steers. So we keep busy, and we also have crop farm. So it's never a dull moment around our place.
I bet. So when did you really get involved with helping with the cattle?
I've always had an interest in it, and I'd say about when I turned about 10, my dad got me my first four little calves, and I really started to take off from there and just really loved it and had a passion for it ever since, you know, I got the four calves.
Okay. And as far as any expansion plans or things that are kind of going good now and going to stay that way?
Yeah, we're hoping to expand someday, maybe get a little bit bigger, have more stock on hand at all times. That's our goal someday.
All right. Well, you're also involved with 4-H, and you're having some great success showing cattle. Can you just tell us a little bit about your years in 4-H?
Last year, I was grand champion dairy steer at the Redwood County Fair. I did advance to the state fair, and for FFA weekend, I took reserve champion dairy steer, reserve champion showman, and reserve champion carcass steer. This year I have grand champion dairy steer at the Redwood County Fair, and I'm looking to do well at the state fair this weekend.
Well, good luck with that. Well, let's just talk a little bit about your involvement with the Redwood Area Cattlemen's. I've seen you working all over the place at different events. Can you just give us a few events that you are participating in with the Redwood Area Cattlemen?
I'd say our ones that we do the most would be we do a lot of steak fries for people helping out there, and we do a lot of parades. We are in a lot of the area parades, just promoting, you know, our organization. And then we do, recently we had the Beef Brigade Salute, which is our first year of that, and we did a lot of the games for, like, kids and stuff to, you know, more hands-on for kids and just to get them to learn a little bit about what we're about.
And your whole family has been involved. I know I work side-by-side with your dad this year at Farm Fest, and a real tribute to all the people in our area that help with Farm Fest. So, okay, on the ambassador program has proved very successful for not only the Redwood Area Cattlemen, but also the state level. Besides yourself, who else is involved in the ambassador program from our area?
We have Carly Breitkreitz, and she's from Redwood. We have Tessa Wenner. She's from New Ulm. Nick Labundy from Springfield. His sister Liz is also an ambassador. And then we have Ethan and Jaden Carlson. They are from Clements. And then myself and my brother Maverick. And we're from Springfield.
All right. Well, what are some of the activities that an ambassador would be involved in through the year?
We go, like I said before, we attend all the parades, help out with steak fries, help out any event the cattlemen put on, just help wherever we're needed. And we're looking to get more involved in like a classroom setting as far as for the younger generation, because, I mean, they are our future, and we do really care about who's going to be taking on the next step for us.
That's so true, and I think the one thing that it seems, we think we're living in such a rural area, and yet there are people within our towns of Springfield, Redwood, and so on, that they really don't know what's going on in the farm, and it's so helpful, especially hearing it from somebody like yourself that can relate to them. And I really think that's a good program. Well, if someone is listening or knows of someone who might be a good candidate for the ambassador program, who could they contact?
They can contact Lee Winkleman, our vice president. He's in charge of all the ambassadors. So, give him a call, or if you're interested, let us know.
So what's in your future, McKenna? Any college or career goals?
Yes, I do want to go to a four-year school, do something with, like, animal science, and then base that off of like a nutrition standpoint. My goal is to someday work for Forma Feed. So I hope that comes true one day.
Well, I'm sure it will, and I have to say myself as a producer, and I know many producers listening to this program probably can attest to it too, it seems to be in the last 10 years there has been a lot of young women that have gotten involved in the nutrition program, and also veterinary medicine is an area, and I have to say that I'm very pleased with in both areas. They come with a lot of expertise and professionalism, and I applaud you for looking into that. So, well, just good luck with your senior year at Springfield, and thanks for all your hard work in promoting our great product, beef.
Thank you very much.
Well, just one note, if anyone is listening that would like to have a great meal tonight, take the short drive over to Canby and enjoy the Midwest Cattlemen's annual steak picnic. It's at the fairgrounds on the northwest side of Canby. Serving will be from 5:30 to 8, and it is an awesome meal. Until next week, thanks for listening, and we will talk again.